Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 8th edition. Hope you all had a great Thursday. Sorry for no show on Thursday. Real life happens, and it's just one of those things. So we are back with you on Friday for an 11-game slate. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. If you need the cheat sheet, you need some help, I'll be in the Gaming the Edge Fantasy Discord. A lot of fun stuff over there for those $5 a month. Get you all the goodies there as well. Let's talk pitching on this 11-game Friday slate. Blake Snell, $10,800 at the Houston Astros. Houston Astros white hot at the plate, swinging a really good bat. Blake Snell might be the new Cy Young favorite in the National League with the way him, Justin Steele, with the way Strider has been pitching of late. Blake Snell, 20 or more points in four of his last five, six shutout with eight Ks in his last start against the Giants. He has eight or more Ks in three straight starts. Blake Snell's been great. It's just, can he manage the walks? That's kind of been the bugaboo for Snell on the whole season, honestly, of late for sure, but overall the whole season. And it takes off this Astros team. I told you, nuclear hot these days. Only striking out 17.5% of the time versus lefties over the last month, hitting .328 versus lefties over the last month with a .260 ISO. Those are insane. No, those are video game numbers versus left-handed pitching over the last month. You can go with Snell if you want, or you can save some money. That's probably what we're going to do on this slate. Kodai Senga is $10,000 at the Minnesota Twins. We love targeting the Twins. This is simple stuff here. We've talked about it many, many times on this show. It's a Twins team that over the past month are striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting .249 with a .167 average. You got Kodai Senga. He's put up 20 or more points in five straight starts, including 33 his last time out. He's got at least six innings in all five starts. He has three runs or less in all five starts. Five or more Ks. His last two outings, he has 22 strikeouts over his last two outings. Been very, very effective. So Kodai Senga at 10K, paying up for him, not a bad move on this slate. Jordan Montgomery, Jomo, $9,400 at home against the Oakland Athletics. Jomo struggled those last couple starts after being outstanding against Arizona and the Angels. His last two starts, both versus Minnesota. So we might take that with a grain of salt, especially when Jomo gets to take on the Oakland Athletics on Friday. That's always a fun spot to target. An A's team with a 25% K rate, .223 average, .145 ISO versus lefties over the past month. So Jomo was just fine. I prefer Senga, but nothing wrong with some Jordan Montgomery. Now, if you want to go save some cash on this slate, you got Griffin Canning, $8,800 at home against the Cleveland Guardians. Canning's put up 20-plus or more in back-to-back starts. Just talked about him on Bubba the Bloom, which I wrapped up on Thursday night with Ryan Bloomfield. Canning has been really, 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 really good this season, especially since the All-Star break. Low threes ERA since the All-Star break. Like, I think it was like 46 Ks over 33 innings or something like that. He's been very, very effective the second half of the season. He's had a couple injuries along the way, which has kind of slowed the production down. That's why you see a couple outings with three innings of work in there. But overall, back in the rotation, looking really good. 16 Ks over his last two starts. He's thrown 13 innings over those last two starts. And now he gets the Cleveland Guardians team striking out 22.5%. That's first lefties. Let's get righties on the board for you. A Cleveland Guardians team striking out 21% of the time versus righties over the past month, hitting .250 with a .133 ISO. So zero problems with Griffin Canning. Cheaper than Griffin Canning, you got Yuri Perez versus Philadelphia. That's always fine. Philadelphia's been nuclear hot, though, so be careful. But Yuri in tournaments is okay for you. I prefer Griffin Canning. Logan Allen. This is a tough one. $8,400 for Logan Allen. He has not been the model of consistency. Five innings, four runs, four innings, five runs, six innings, two runs, six innings, zero runs, five innings, one run. He had a good run there of three starts where he's very, very effective. Last two starts, Tampa Bay, Toronto, pretty good teams. Not that effective. Yeah, let's go back to playing some bad teams. Logan Allen pitches in Anaheim against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, a team that Cal Quantrill looked good against. Cal Quantrill looked good against the Angels. And it's an Angels team over the last month, 22% K rate, 234 average, 132 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So if you want to go with some Logan Allen, hopefully some low-owned Logan Allen at 84, I'm there. I'd rather have Griffin Canning, but Logan Allen's just fine. You say Kikuchi is $8,200, and I don't understand why. I know he's, 12.5, 16.7, 11.7. Two of his last three starts, he hasn't even gone five innings. He's given up, nine runs, only five earned in those two starts, though. Still, six or more Ks. He's getting the strikeouts. He walked four in his last outing. That was a bit of a bugaboo. Still, and that was Coors Field. Like, he's still been very, very good this season. So I'll go back to the Kikuchi. Well, I will admit Kansas City is swinging it well. But over the last month, 22% K rate, 255 average, 188 ISO. Kikuchi's just cheap. Like, could he struggle again? Sure. But at $8,200, I'm very, very interested on this slate against the Kansas City Royals. Going down at cheaper, though, you got Paul Blackburn in Texas. I'll probably pass. No, Adelis Garcia, though, as he is on the IL with a knee injury. So keep that one in the back pocket for future games. But I'll probably pass there, and I'll slide down to some value, potentially nowhere. There's really no value. So if you are going to go cheap, Christopher Sanchez would be my dude at 78. Still not super cheap. Got hit around a bit his last outing. Prior to that, though, he's been outstanding. Two home runs less than three straight, six innings in all three, five or more Ks in all three. Now he gets a Miami Marlins team that's pretty beat up. We know that for a fact. And over the last month, a Miami Marlins team that is striking out 18.8%, 253 average, 197 ISO. Good numbers. Good numbers. Different Miami team right now, but good numbers. So Sanchez would be the cheapie. But for me, it's if you want to play it for Snell, that's fine. Give me Senga at 10,000, Jomo at 94, Canning at 88. And then you got Allen and Kikuchi. I have to really narrow it down. It's Senga, it's Canning, it's Kikuchi. Those would be the three. But I don't mind Allen. Don't mind Jomo if you need to expand. But that's my main ones. If I have to make one lineup, we'll see what the value looks like at bats. But Senga, Canning, Kikuchi is where I'm looking for now at pitching on this 11-game Friday slate.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With not a ton of pitching that interests me because didn't talk totals. Let's talk totals now for this 11-game slate. You got Brewers, Yankees, 9. Dodgers, Nats, 9.5. Marlins, Phillies, 9. Royals, Blue Jays, 9. Orioles, Red Sox, 10. Get a trend yet? Pirates, Braves, 9.5. A's, Rangers, 8.5. Padres, Astros, 8.5. Mets, Twins, 8.5. Guardians, Angels, 8.5. Rockies, Giants, 8.5. So a bunch of 8.5s late in the night. A lot of early scoring potential early in the night. So back to those bats here at the catcher's position for you here. You got William Contreras versus Pedro Severino at 4-9. Contreras is playing very, very well for Milwaukee. We love targeting Severino. If you're going to go cheaper, though, you can drop down to the low fours. Mitch Garver's $4,200 versus Blackburn. If you want to ride that Mitch Garver wave, I have no problem with that at all. Below 4,000 now, you got Francisco Alvarez and the Mets going up against Dallas Keuchel. Francisco Alvarez at $3,600 is definitely intriguing on this slate. A few other ones down here in the low threes and into the twos. You got Bo Naylor if you're not using Griffin Canyon at 3K. That's a bit of a value that can be highlighted. But man, it is not a good. Austin Wells is $2,600 versus Ray. I like that one for sure. That good discount there with Austin Wells. Christian Van, no. Martian, no. Joey Bart versus Ty Block. If Bart gets to start for $2,300, that's a value I could see as well. So not a lot of great catching, surprisingly, on an 11-game slate. First base position for you on this slate. You got Matt Olson at 62 versus Mitch Keller. Keller's been much better of late. It's the Atlanta Braves. You know what to do. Other options, though, Bryce Harper versus Yuri. Yeah. Vladito versus Snyder. Okay, at 54, I could see that, even though Vladito's been kind of quiet. I do like Big Meat Pete. The Polar Bears only $4,900 versus Keuchel. That's awesome. That's a really great spot to go get the party started. Nathaniel Lowe's 45 versus Blackburn. You can look at that. A few others. Tristan Casas versus Bradish. Bradish has been very good. Casas at 43 in tournaments. I like that. Josh Bell switch hitting versus Christopher Sanchez at 41. If you want to fade Sanchez and get a little bit of a discount in Miami action, Josh Bell at 41 is a dude I like. Wilmer Flores is $3,900 versus Ty Block. That's a great spot for Wilmer Flores. We know how he's been playing this year, especially versus lefties. He's one to highlight. DJ LeMahieu's $3,700 versus Colin Ray. That's a good value as LeMahieu continues to crush baseballs. JD Davis is first base, third base at 35 versus Ty Block. I'm not running to stack the Giants. Block is bad. The Giants could get it off, but they could also rotate after Block. They give it a righty in, and then there goes your entire Giants game plan, and now you're just in a world of trouble. So something to definitely monitor there. Going down into the low threes and into the twos, you got the likes of Horwitz of Toronto's $2,800 for Snyder. That's not a bad value. At the position, Vogelbach, probably not playing versus Keuchel. Hopefully not playing versus Keuchel. But you got that. Man, Rowdy Tellez down here at $2,400 versus Pedro Severino. That's so enticing, even though he's been so freaking bad. It's a great spot versus Severino. Second base for you. Betts is day-to-day, left on crutches on Thursday. I wouldn't expect Mookie Betts in the lineup. Let's just put it that way. But Jose Altuve, monstrous just performances of late. Altuve is $6,200 for Snell. Ozzy Albies is 6K, though. I'm on board with that. I like that. Sammy at 58 versus Blackburn. I prefer Albies if paying up. Otherwise, you go down to like Davis Schneider, prefer versus lefties. Still a great spot there versus Schneider of Kansas City and their bullpen. So Davis Schneider at 5,000 is not a bad one. Going down cheaper at second base, love Gleyber Torres. Went deep again on Thursday. He's $4,600 versus Colin Ray. So he'd be one to look at. Brandon Drury versus lefty Allen at 44. Drury's been swinging it really well. Didn't do much on Thursday, but at least going into the eighth, he didn't do much. Didn't see what happened in the ninth. But Brandon Drury at 44, you can go that direction. A few others. If you're not using Canyon, Andres Jimenez is 39. He's worth a shot. Going down to the low threes, Ronnie Mauricio is $3,200 versus Keuchel. Mauricio's second base shortstop. I like that quite a bit versus Dallas Keuchel with Ronnie Mauricio at $3,200. Other than that, going down even cheaper, not a ton at first look here. They keep calling up rookies, though, so keep an eye on all of that because, you know, like Jordan Lawler was 2K on Thursday because they put him into the system. So keep an eye on all of that going forward. Third base for you on this 11-game Friday slate here, J-Ram is 59. But Devers versus Bradish at 56 is interesting. Gunnar Henderson at 54 versus Tanner Houck, not bad either. But Davis Schneider at 5K, if you want to save some money off the big dogs up top. Justin Turner's here. Brian Hayes at 46, I like that a lot. Bryce Elder pitches to a ton of contact. Good sneaky spire for some Pittsburgh bats. So Brian Hayes at 46 is not too shabby. A few others down here. Jake Berger at 44 versus Christopher Sanchez. I like that a lot as well. So Berger and Brian Hayes, a couple mid-4K guys, if you don't want to pay all the way up at the position. There's J.D. Davis at 35, who we talked about earlier on the show. he's not a bad option as well. A lot of the teams I usually stack are in tougher spots today, which is very, very interesting. So it's making it tough to just go play the usual suspects. But with the lefty on the mound in Dallas Keuchel, Mark Vientos, $2,200 is far too cheap. So go back to some Mark Vientos at 22 at third base and move right along. Shortstop position, Corey Seager at 64 is outstanding versus Paul Blackburn. That's a great spot there. Bobby Witt at 63 versus Kikuchi. Both phenomenal pay-up spots if you so choose. But why pay all the way up there besides amazing production when you can only pay $4,800 to get Francisco Lindor versus Dallas Keuchel? Seems pretty easy. Even CJ Abrams at 48 versus Sheehan, but Lindor at 48 is a great price tag. I like Witt and Seager, phenomenal spots. They could double along easily. But Lindor at 48 versus Keuchel is pretty darn good. Willy Adames at 45 if you're stacking Milwaukee, sure. Otherwise, you pay for Lindor. Going down to the low fours and into the threes now. Ronnie Mauricio's $3,200. That is a good value. Second base shortstop. Don't hate it if you can't pay up at the position. That is definitely one I'd be looking at. Other than that, not a ton. Paris is down here for the Angels. He's $2,100 versus Allen. If you need to Uber punt, you can go to Paris, but I think I'd rather avoid that if I have my choice on this slate. I'd rather go other places. Outfield position, Ronald Acuna, $6,800. He's hashtag good at baseball. Another big game on Thursday. You got Judge versus Ray at 65, which is pretty, pretty nice as well. Going down into the 5K range. Christian Yelich is $5,400 for Severino. I like that. That's a great spot to look at. Jazz Chisholm, if he starts, he's 52 versus Sanchez. He probably gets the day off with the lefty-lefty. Going down even farther, though, into the 4K range now. Brian Reynolds is 48 versus Elder. Marcelo Zuna is 48 versus Keller, which is not bad. Yoshida is 45 versus Bradish. Santander at 45 versus Houck is a good tournament play. I like that. Michael Harris is 45 versus Keller, another tournament look for you. Going down, Brandon Nimmo's $4,300, lefty-lefty. I don't care. He double-donged off a lefty the other day. So Nimmo's just fine at 43. That's too cheap for this matchup. Love Brandon Nimmo. You got Sal Frelick at 42 versus Severino. I prefer Nimmo at 43, but Frelick at 42 is not bad either. Jason Dominguez is up to $4,100 versus Colin Ray. That's still too cheap for the way he's playing. Love that price tag for Dominguez. It is good to see DK's ramping him up quickly. That is really good to see. But give me some more Dominguez at $4,100 versus Ray. Like Dominguez and Nimmo at 43 and 41 are great price tags. Really, really great price tags on this slate. Going down into the mid threes and lower here. A lot of lefty lefties I do not like on this slate. MJ Melendez versus Kikuchi at 36. That's not too shabby. Jack Sawinski at 35 versus a bad righty. That is GPP fun right there with Jack Sawinski. So remember that when you're building your lineups. Nelson Velasquez is up to $3,200. Like him versus Kikuchi. If you're not using Kikuchi, Velasquez versus the lefty, $3,200. Really nice stuff there. And he's getting priced up. So that's kind of fun to see actually happen. Going down below 3K now. Not a ton initially. Like not going to Kemp. That's no fun. Edward Olivares at 28 versus Kikuchi is very nice. That's a good value. He's got Kikuchi at 28. Got Velasquez at 32. Two nice power hitting right handed bats there versus Kikuchi. Other than that, though, at first glance, there's not a ton here. Will Brennan at 24, if he's in the lineup versus Canning, maybe not running to play that, I'll tell you that much. So try not to go too much deeper here if you have to. Recapping your pitching, Snell's fine, but give me Senga, Montgomery up top, Canning, Allen, Kikuchi in the middle. And if you have to go Christopher Sanchez, you can. Narrowing it down to three, Senga, Canning, Kikuchi is where I'm focused for now on this 11-game slate. Stacks, Yankees versus Ray, Milwaukee versus Severino is not bad either. So you might have maybe small stacks there in that matchup. Some other ones to target, though. We love some Kansas City versus Kikuchi. If you want to be contrarian, if you're not using Kikuchi, that's very nice. Atlanta versus Keller is always fine. But a little bit of Pittsburgh versus Elder is not bad either. You got Oakland and Texas. Texas called up one of their top prospects. We'll see if he's in the lineup and see how that goes going forward. But you can go with some Texas versus Blackburn. That's totally fine as well. We love the Mets versus Keuchel. Probably the favorite stack on the slate. That's one we really, 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 really want to target if we can. You got the Cleveland-Anaheim game. That's a rough one. So it's pretty much the Mets is my top stack. Then you got the Braves, of course. but like the Royals, the Yankees, the Brewers, all very enticing stuff on this slate. I'm really looking forward to seeing some lineups. The cheat sheet should be fun on Friday. It's going to be a wild slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDAntric. And other than that, we'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap or to preview Monday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 8th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.